Track 10, all about apprenticeships. It's becoming increasingly hard to find a job, particularly if you're young and inexperienced. One answer to this problem is the ever popular apprenticeship scheme, and Fareham Borough Council believes this is a great way to give young people a chance and actively support it. We spoke to one of the customer service apprentices about their time with the council so far. His name is Jack Hurst, he's 18, and his job title is Customer Service Apprentice. We asked how long have you been with the council? 11 months, so coming up to the end of my first year, but there's an option to go on for a second year, which I've accepted, so I'll be here for another 12 months now. How did you find out about apprenticeships? It was through the Government Apprenticeship website. I saw a few positions within the council and applied for this one, and I am enjoying it so far. Describe your typical day. I could be down in reception, greeting customers as they come into the civic offices, and helping with any problems. If I am on telephone duty, I take calls, log actions to be taken, and deal with general inquiries. It's quite a broad range of things that I do each day. How is it working and studying at the same time? It's quite good, as you do get the time at work that you need to complete any college work for the apprenticeship. That's not a problem at all. I feel that I can balance my college work and job quite well. And what would you say to someone considering an apprenticeship? I'd definitely say go for it. It's probably been one of the best things I've done. It develops you, work-wise and as a person, and I've really enjoyed what I've been doing for the last year and the people that I work with. And for more information on apprenticeships, go to www.apprenticeships.org.uk, or for opportunities at Fareham Borough Council, go to www.apprenticesforbusiness.co.uk. And there are pictures of Jack in the various jobs that he has to do through the day.
Questions and answers. Take a look at some of our most frequently asked questions and answers, which might save you a phone call or a trip to the civic offices.
How can I get a garden waste sack?
If you need a garden waste sack, you can collect one free of charge from the civic offices. We are open from 8:45 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. Monday to Friday. Please remember to bring written proof of your name and address so that we know you live in the borough. For example, utility bill or driving licence. You can also collect a garden waste sack on behalf of someone else with proof of their address. A garden waste sack can be delivered to you for a charge of £5.
And how do I get a free bus pass?
Hampshire County Council deal with all bus passes for older and disabled residents. Please visit www.hants.gov.uk/concessionary-travel for more information.
And how do I appeal or pay for a parking fine?
If you receive a parking fine, there are a couple of things you can do. To pay a parking fine, you can pay the fine by cheque, online at www.fareham.gov.uk/pay_for_it, or at the cash office in the civic offices. A parking fine must be paid for or challenged within 28 days of you receiving it, although paying within 14 days will halve the cost of your fine. A parking fine will usually be £50 or £70, depending on the level of offence. To appeal against a parking fine, if you would like to challenge a parking fine, you must either write to the council or complete a challenge form at www.fareham.gov.uk/PCN. You can return it to us by post or by email at parkingservices@fareham.gov.uk. you must include your penalty charge notice number, full name and address, any other supporting documents, such as an invoice or delivery note. You can't appeal the parking fine if you have already paid it.